This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5 The Buzz.
February 14th.
What a day. What a day. Happy day, Jordan.
Oh, you can say it. You can say it.
All right. Well, then happy Valentine's Day, Jordan.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Our first Valentine's Day together.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you sent me a gift of Jennifer Love Hewitt.
I was gonna say Jordan's Valentine's Day, and it's a gift of Jennifer Love Hewitt just screaming in classic 90s Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Wow. Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I would get you candy hearts, but they don't make them this year.
I just read about that last night.
The reason
it's I can't.
What? No.
I mean, the candy kind of got me too, right? That's kind of what that's the headline I read.
No.
From what
I understood, the manufacturer sold the rights of the candy in this weird time period where it wasn't going to be able to be manufactured this year by the due date.
Oh, so I did not read that one.
Okay.
What I read was that because the messages on those things are very, very straightforward. It's a very non-consenting candy.
Okay, let's pull this up.
Literally, like there's a
hold on.
The pink heart just says, kiss me.
Oh, shoot.
Hold
you're right.
Me.
You're right.
Love
you're right.
Me.
Oh, wow.
None of those say, ask first. Right? Right?
I am never buying those candies again.
You got to think about that stuff.
Wow. And I probably got my news from like Fox News.
Because you're a conservative.
I am not a conservative. I don't like snowball fights. That's it. I don't like stuff being thrown at me.
Good. Ooh.
You know this.
I don't like snowball fights from snowflakes. No, thank you,
yes,
Jordan.
I don't like snow. I don't like cold.
What we've gathered here is you just don't like the cold and no snow.
But, you know, yesterday when we had that amazing meetup that you hooked up at the one up.
Did you have some fun?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, our folks at Updown, they take care of us. That was fun little Galentine's Day.
People took off work.
Middle of the day.
People got a babysitter.
Yeah.
People, and, you know, the people that showed up that said that they were driving and didn't even know why they were driving to go there because they were so anxious because they're antisocial. But there's something about us.
People getting out of their comfort zone, you know? Like, that's...
Going feels, someplace alone.
Feels.
Meeting absolute strangers. And the fact that they felt comfortable enough to do that with us was amazing.
Because, you know, Tuesday night, I was just like, oh, my God, it's going to be an empty bar.
I know.
Oh, God, I know what's going to show up. Oh, I'm going to be stuck with a box of bumper stickers, you know?
I have got to tell you that you do not get enough credit for anything. You put that whole thing together. You promoted it. It was so positive. It was so amazing.
Well,
and I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for that because that was cool.
Can I know, damn, we're getting into it in the 6 o'clock. Can I just pull back a curtain a little bit?
Yeah.
You never got your welcome to Casey. You never got a chance to do that.
That's true. I did get Kanye Wested when
you
that
got
happened.
You got a little Kanye'd on that.
and in this
situation, you are Taylor Swift, so I'm sure that this really was on brand for you.
It was. I was like, did he just take the mic from me?
Yeah, he sure did. So
am I in front of the entire Buzz family?
The first thing that I wrote down when we met after all this stuff happened was, we gotta fix that. Jordan, this Casey wants you. And I know you want Casey. So here we are. And we're going to hit the ground running. Like, that's, I don't think this is going to be the last of this.
No, I got so many messages from people that were like, damn, I really wanted to go, but I couldn't. And my response was, we'll have more. Come when you can come. Because I feel bad because people were showing up and they're like, I didn't get to hear this part of the podcast. You know, I didn't get to tune in this day. Don't feel that guilt ever. We're here for when you can tune in. And for that time, we're thankful that you're here. And then when you tune out, you don't have to catch up. We'll catch you up.
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah.
Because you know what? You came to hang out with us. So best believe we will keep you updated on anything you want. Because, you're the best. And that was just a really good time.
Yeah, and I really appreciate it, man. Like, you gave me something that was awesome to be able to see that. So I really appreciate it, man. And guess what?
Hey, I love you, Jordan. And on this Valentine's Day, a day of love, a day of giving, a day of hugging, I'm here to love on you, girl.
Should we kiss?
JSAF. Jordan Silver is Wait, it stands for Jordan Silver and Friends?
I
what
am,
you got, Jordan?
I am going to bring an acoustic guitar in.
What is taking so long?
I'm nervous.
Jordan, we just hit show 20 today. That's 19 previous times that you could have been just strumming along to some Harmony Hall.
Can you play the guitar?
I do violin. I mean, I can do some
Do you have a violin?
I do. Actually, we have one. Jordan, there's one in our office, like, right over there.
Shut the front door.
We got to get some new strings for it, though. Yeah. I'll first try.
I'll buy them. Really? I'll buy them on Amazon.
Add that to your collection.
Yes. Yes. Starting next week or the week after.
We'll do a yellow card situation.
Wait. Here's the promise. Here's the promise that we can make right now.
Okay.
I promise to bring in instruments. Like, I've got keyboards, like, all this stuff.
Hell yeah.
That I can do the cat piano again, but sound a lot better. I will bring those in the day after your mom comes in and hangs out with us.
Oh, now you're putting that on me, huh?
No, I'm just making a deal.
Okay. I like this. I'm down.
Because you really want me to bring this equipment in, and yes. I'm really excited about it, but I'm also hella nervous.
You shouldn't be.
I just haven't played in a minute.
It's been a little while.
It's been a little while, but it's not like I can't.
Have you played since you've moved? Since you got in town?
No. But the thing that happened was I was in a car accident in 2012, and it broke my left finger.
Oh.
It broke this finger, and so now I can't bend it all the way.
Oh, no.
So now I use student guitars, which are smaller.
Yeah.
And it's easier to play, but it still was really
painful.
I didn't
even think about that, because, oh, man, that sucks.
Yep, this one does this, but this one can only go to there.
That's a bar trick.
Buzz Family Creep. Buzz Family Creep. What's going on Valentine's
Day? You already know. Are you sure you want to do this today? Because you already know what's going to be on here.
Everything's so pink and rosy and beautiful and...
Yeah. First off, Kansas City, y'all pretty.
I know.
Y'all some pretty people, Kansas City.
That's what Pounder said, too. Yeah. He's like, damn.
Yeah, y'all hot. Y'all real hot. Let's see here. You want me to lead this off?
Please.
so you can ease yourself into this. Mm. At Morgan Carmack, she's a friend of ours. She's rocking her Valentine's Day bling. So what's she calling this? Big V-Day mood. And she's got, where is this place? It's got like all these pop-up balloons and stuff. I've seen everybody having it on Instagram.
Yes, it's like the museum of good feelings or something. We need to go. How come we haven't broadcast it live from there?
What are we doing? Yeah, we'll go tomorrow.
With the roses.
We'll go tomorrow.
Oh, look, Kiara and her boyfriend taking almost a topless photo of them together in bed. Happy Valentine's Day.
Let me creep on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Giggity. Giggity goo. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, Kiera. That's beautiful. Why is everybody so good looking in this city?
Let them love, girl.
Look at this. This looks like an ad from a magazine,
That's an ad for the Great Gatsby sequel. What is that? That is beautiful.
Oh, wow. Everybody's so in love.
I like the flower background on this. At M.Clog. She's another Buzz Family homie. Got her and her friend just looking good in front of this bouquet. It's like a wall of flowers.
Wall of flowers.
It's popping.
Oh. Here's a baby. My first Valentine's Day. Okay, good for you. Pickles.
There you go.
Cats. Okay, good. There we go. Whoa.
Here, let me do this for you. How about this? Picture from a sold-out Rainbow Kitten surprise show last night at the Truman. Got some pictures from Gingy Forever. She's awesome. Hello. So there you go. See, it's not all hearts and roses and sex. Sometimes there's other things to do on a weekday.
Jet on Instagram posted something that I very much believe in. Every day is Valentine's Day if you love money.
Jordan Silver and Friends.
Friends.
On 96.5 The Buzz. Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
I'm sorry. I chose the wrong one.
That's okay.
We drew straws.
I said 1, 2, 3. We only have 3 news intros. This is the one that will, when we get to some of your news stories, I'm definitely turning it down. So, music news, there's a new high-res music service called Qobuz. No idea how to pronounce that.
Qobuz?
Yep.
Got nothing.
Qobuz?
Qobuz.
Sure. And it launches today, and they're offering 40 million songs at CD quality. So the MP3, and this is numbers, so like it doesn't make any sense to me, but the MP3 is between 128 and 192 kbps.
Gigabytes?
Kilobytes,
whatever.
While CD quality is 320 kbps.
Oh.
So, I mean, I never care.
They got any big artists signed to it or anything?
Yeah, they do. They do. They just went through and made their music just way better streaming quality than anywhere else, but I don't really care about that stuff.
Because we team Apple, you know that.
And we're talking $299.
Whoa!
A year.
A year! Say that one more time.
$299 a year to hear music really, really, really clear. Sounds fine to me.
Sounds fine if it ain't
broke.
Sounds good to me.
Exactly. If it ain't broke. You know, I'll spend my money on some dumb stuff. Not that.
Not that, no.
We've been doing this long enough for our headphones to have ruined our ears anyway.
Hey, we're SoundCloud rappers anyway, y'all, so it's
That's
fine.
Right.
It's fine.
Our little tears.
It's fine.
All right, so you remember when the Foo Fighters canceled that show right either before or after the Stupid Bowl?
Yes.
Because one of the members had a medical issue,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't say who it was?
Uh-huh.
Well, it was Dave Grohl.
It was, in fact, Dave, huh?
It was Mr. Grohl.
Uh-oh.
He needed to have surgery on his arm. It's a long... He's had a problem with it for a very long time, and so he said that this was an injury that he'd been dealing with, and he just needed to get it done. So, but he's saying they're not breaking up, and they don't know about a new record quite yet, but he needed to go get this surgery done to be better, and that makes sense. You've been playing the guitar for that long.
Whatever Dave Grohl wants to do, y'all make sure Dave Grohl gets that done.
Damn straight.
He has earned that. I hope he's okay. That's good.
Have you and your girlfriend thought about what you would have as your meal for people that attended your wedding?
Oh, no, we haven't had that talk yet. I guess it's like, what, chicken or beef?
Wow.
Is that it?
Well, that's very different than Tame Impala's Kevin Parker, the lead singer, who married his girlfriend, Sophia Lawrence. And for their wedding dinner, they had delivered 150 McDonald's burgers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's also in play.
Hashtag goals. Relationship goals. I remember this time I was at the grocery store. I was in front of this couple that was lovey-dovey. They bought hot dogs, hot dog buns, a ketchup, and an onion. And I was like...
an onion.
Yes.
And an onion.
Yes.
Man, that's not a bag. I mean, listen, you know how expensive that stuff is? I bet they saved a bunch going to Mickey D's.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And just like... What is that?
Just save me a filet of fish. We're good to go.
Same trailer, different park. Can't take the girl. Wow. Me too. Me too. You can get a lot of money, but you still want to eat at McDonald's because it's good.
My question is, since it is a wedding, it's pretty a big deal. Will the McFlurry machine actually work this time?
God.
Do you think so? Did they even bother bringing the machine to the wedding?
No, don't.
Probably not. Don't even worry about it.
You're so right about that.
Don't even worry about it. All right. You want to do some national news?
Absolutely.
Jordan, national news. Let's get this out of the way first because it is a bit of a bummer. But I cannot believe, we just talked about this, it's only been a year since this happened. Feels like it's been a decade,
mm-hmm.
but it has been a year. This is the 1 year anniversary of the Parkland shootings at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. You know, we lost 17 people in that shooting. And, you know, there's a lot of angles you can take on this. But the angle I want to go with is these kids are changing the world 100%.
For a year now, they've balanced homework with advocacy. In 2018, nearly 70 new state laws were passed. But there's been no federal gun legislation since Parkland, something Fred Guttenberg is still trying to change.
This time, they messed with the wrong community and the wrong dad.
Boom. There you go.
Wow.
There you go. I like that. I mean, and it's, you know...
Doers. We're raising doers.
And like, these kids... are still kids, like, you know, David Hogg, he just got, you know, accepted to go to college. Like, these are things, you know, these are things that adults should be doing. Like, these are people that, like, these are things that the grown-ups in Washington and at people's capitals should be doing. But, like, have you felt that, Jordan?
Yes.
Have you felt this, like, momentum, this wave
yes.
of, like, getting off the sidelines?
Absolutely.
And doing some stuff?
Absolutely, yeah. And that's what's so great about... this generation that's growing up right now. I mean, I know we have that middle generation that's kind of couch doers and complainers, but the generation that's in school right now, they're not standing for
and
it.
And you know what? Like, let's get rid of that millennial trope, because millennials now are in their 30s, and you know what? We're doing the best we can, all
mm-hmm.
right? And I really think that, like...
It's all about what you were given.
And there's something special, I think, that's happening, and I think we got to take it and run with it, and we got to go change the world.
That's right.
And we got to do it together.
That's right. I have a national.
And now, awkward transitions with Jordan.
We're getting another supermoon for the second month in a row. Tuesday the 19th.
Oh, two, you say?
There's going to be a big, bright ass bitch in the sky.
That's our show today. That's our show title.
Big, bright bitch in the sky?
Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day.
In entertainment news, Breaking Bad is going to have a movie on Netflix. It's going to pick up 6 years after the original series ended, and the main character is going to be Aaron Paul / Jesse Pinkman. Oh,
I'm so late. I know.
Walt dies.
No, what, are you kidding me?
Do you know how many things you've ruined for me?
Oh, come on.
Do you know how many things, like you tell me about Pam and Josh or whatever his name is on The Office?
Pam and Jim.
Right. Josh. Whatever. I know. I can see his face. He plays Josh in something. He plays Jack Ryan in something.
Yeah, there you go. Not Josh.
You've
not
ruined
Josh
so many things. You told me that the dad on The Lion King dies.
Listen, if the thing has been out for more than 10 years, that's no longer a spoiler.
Oh, 10 years is your line just because it's been 6 years? Actually, do your story. I'm going to find out when Breaking Bad ended. Go.
Well, we're doing TV, and this is awesome. This is awesome. I know about a year ago, Disney had said that they were going to, you know, start including gay characters in their TV shows, and it happened finally. The show is Andy Mack. And their character, his character is Cyrus, and is played by Joshua Rush. And on the show, he comes out to his friends. And I think this is pretty, pretty amazing.
Andy Mack is so amazing, not only because it's diverse, because it makes diversity normal. Cyrus happens to be Jewish. He happens to be gay. And those are just facets of his own personality. And I think not only does it show that his story is real and that it's valid, but it shows that all of our stories are valid. So any kid watching can turn on the TV and see Andy Mack and see a story that they understand, that they can go, oh, yeah, that's me.
Pretty awesome, huh? That's dope. And this show, actually, I think I'm going to give it a shot because it looks like it's pretty good. I mean, I've looked at some clips when we were pulling this audio.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to give it a shot, I think.
That is so awesome.
Andy Mack.
Because back in my day, I hate saying that, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
Like 20 years ago, a little bit more, there was such a negative connotation on it. It was still hidden or...
And 20 years is not that long ago.
I know, but it feels like a lifetime.
Yeah.
And so to be able to see this, you know...
Look at these kids. Here they go. Look at them.
Oh, of course, they're the cutest things ever.
And I think, let's see, their ages, I think in the show are like, you know, teenagers, 14, 13, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
More of this, please.
Progression.
More of this, please.
I'm so proud of it.
I love it.
You remember when I told you that the lead singer of Tame Impala had McDonald's for his wedding?
Uh-huh.
I just found some Tame Impala. So.
Let's do it.
Mornings with Jordan Silver and friends on the bus.
This is going to be a perfect place to introduce new music.
We got something new?
Yeah.
Oh, what we got, Jordan?
Yeah. So the band's called X Nations.
Okay.
They're out of Brooklyn, New York. And the reason that we all found each other is they're huge fans of The Buzz.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, they listen to the station all the time. They've been with us since the very beginning. And not even one of those bands that pushes their music on you.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like, hey, yeah, this is cool. What a cool video you have, blah, blah, blah. So then I did the searching.
What'd you think? I don't know what this is. So what'd you think?
I thought they were great.
Okay.
They're great. So the vibe that they have, they like to call themselves sad songs that you can dance to.
Oh, I love
that's
that.
That's the kind of music, like genre. Okay. It's like pop, synth pop. Their influences are The Cure, Phil Collins, New Order, Bleachers, The Killers, and Death Cab.
Oh, God, yeah.
They're going to be coming to town in July. They're going to announce their tour dates very soon. But they love Kansas City. They love The Buzz. And I really, really appreciate a band that will not push their music on you, but organically let you find it yourself. Because
yeah.
That's how you learn to love things.
Yeah, let the music be for itself, you know?
And when it does, it does. And that's how I feel about this band. They recorded a little intro real quick. You want to hear the intro?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Let's do it. Oh, my God.
All right, fine. Here it is.
This is Taylor from X Nations, and you're listening to our new single, Knife, on 96.5 The Buzz, Jordan Silver and Friends. Hope you like it.
Daily car crash, weekly
that you are a music nerd, when you hear that and your first thought is, that was so epic and layered that I would love to see the Pro Tools session.
Let me see all these files, everything.
I'm listening to that song. It's so built. I think that you lose the left and right ear switching back and forth when it goes through the processors to get into your car. But we were hearing things going on in the left and the right ear.
How good was that, by the way? How good was that? Can I do some text line stuff real quick?
Absolutely, please.
What's the name of this band? This song is awesome. Oh, my God, I like this one a lot. Keep doing more of this. A 23-year-old male from the 816 says, I love this stuff. Yeah, that's pretty good, huh?
We were going to play it again at some point before the end of the show.
X-Nations?
X-Nations, all one word.
Okay.
That was a JSAF premiere.
Hell yeah, it was.
Because they love the buzz and they let us play it first. They're going to be coming to town. X Nation's coming to town in July. They're going to announce their tour dates very soon. Can't do it quite yet, but very soon. A video is going to premiere for that song, Knife, today. And just find them on Instagram and you'll get all the links to everything else. Their Instagram is at X Nation's. Obviously, no spaces.
They need to, you know, that said July coming to town?
July, they're coming to town. That was so good.
They may need to stop by the studio.
Okay, but we're going to have to make them do that strip down because I can't imagine what they would bring in as far as instruments to do that that well and that big live.
I just want to stand in that corner over there and just watch.
We might only be able to have that corner. There was so much going on with that. X Nation's Knife, definitely playing that again because that was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to hashtag Crazy Cat Lady Radio. Wait, I mean Jordan Silver and Friends.
Just because we're hanging out on Valentine's Day doesn't mean it's a Valentine's Day date.
I mean, listen.
What?
You don't set up Valentine's Day dates unless this thing has got legs.
Maybe she just thinks it's a Thursday. Oh, let's hang out on Thursday.
Oh, no. This is intentional. This is very much orchestrated. You're doing a Valentine's Day date. I know you don't want to think it is, but Jordan, you're doing that, and I need you to bring it. Because I'll be honest with you, Jordan. Saw some things the other day just suspect. You're just like, look at this, Jordan. You're sitting, Jordan, let me just paint a picture. Jordan, standing next to some very, very, very attractive women who I believe Jordan finds very, very attractive. Mm-hmm. Okay. Jordan's trying to have conversations. Jordan's a great conversator because that's a word.
Not in these kinds of situations.
Because Jordan, as the group of hotties are having their conversation, Jordan is a trash can length away.
Right. Where else am I supposed to be?
Over here sticking her head in the convo.
You came over and you literally were like, I'm so sorry about this. And you kind of gave me a little bit of a push so that I could actually join the group.
Yes, I gave you an actual push.
You called it the triangle.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, get in the triangle. You're not in the triangle.
And you're over here just...
Yes, I took a fake gun and tried to shoot myself.
I know you did. I saw you.
I'm just worried that
I'm
reading this wrong.
What are you worried about? Because, Jordan, here's the thing, too, I want to bring up. You like to preach that you're forever alone.
Yes.
But the way I'm seeing this is that you got some options, girl. Like, what about New York girl? Remember her?
She's got some stuff going on right now. Mm. That's okay, though. That's okay, though. Everything happens for a reason.
You still texting, though, right?
Just to check up on her, make sure she's okay. Yeah, of course. Listen, I don't want options. I want this...
You're on, okay.
The whole reason I've never talked about this before is because I thought, I don't know how to say this. I didn't think I had a chance. There, that's how I can say it.
You know, because you sell yourself short. That's why. Give yourself more credit.
There's a level of lechery that I fear that I would have by putting moves on someone that I thought was straight.
What's your move? That's what I want to know. What is your... Okay, so maybe you had a couple pops, all right? You're feeling a little good, got a little liquid courage.
Yeah.
Okay. You found somebody you like.
Uh-huh.
What's your move?
I go home and cuddle with my cat. No, dude, that's for real. That's for real. My therapist and I are getting deep in this.
I can't help you. I can't help you. You are beyond saving.
Okay.
Listen to yourself as you have Valentine's Day date.
We all hung out on Saturday with a group of people.
Uh-huh.
And then when she left, everybody at the table was like, go after her.
Tables.
Yes, because behind me was another table of absolute strangers. It was like a rom-com. They're like, what are you doing? Go after her. And I was like, she's straight. And they're like,
I don't know.
I really didn't get that vibe. And I'm like, but I don't want to. And then, so the next morning, my friend asked if I asked her out.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote, just the thought of that gives me a panic attack. She's literally one of the loveliest people I've ever met inside and out. But I would absolutely hate to make her uncomfortable if I was reading any of this wrong.
Hey, maybe she's saying the same thing about you. Huh? Have you thought about that?
No, because she's actually showing up. I've seen her 3 times this week.
So she's, oh no, she's made the effort. So what you're saying is her
yes.
chips are in. So you think that maybe she's also digging you? Maybe?
That's what everybody says that has seen us together.
What's holding you back?
I'm afraid that she's straight and this is going to make our friendship weird. I'm afraid that she just wants to hang out tonight because it's a Thursday night and not Valentine's Day. I'm afraid because I have been hurt in the past and I don't ever want to get hurt like that again.
Jordan, ain't nobody going to hurt you, girl. I'm right here. I'll make sure nobody hurts you.
I know. I know. She doesn't even seem like the kind of girl that would ever hurt someone.
No. She's never going to break your heart.
She's not.
What's that song? I feel like you're walking in with 2 strikes already.
Texted my friend, don't get me wrong, I feel the outline of my heart in my chest when I'm around her. But if people don't notice that, then that means I'm a very good actor. But I think when you appreciate something like that, it's not something that fades quickly, so if it isn't the right moment to say it or do something, then what? What's the text line say?
Hey, text line's got your back, girl. Text line has your back. Okay.
But they don't know who this person is.
But they know you.
But
they know
yes,
you.
They know me.
They know you. Here, okay, Jordan, hun. You are far too cautious. Live.
Okay, if I were to make a move tonight, what do I do? Do I like yawn and like put my arm around her?
You showing up, hanging out for an extended amount of time.
Yes.
That's your first move.
But we do that already. But there's always been people around.
Exactly. This is different.
Where's the beer? Where's the Boulevard beer?
Oh, we got some whiskey back there. Where's
oh,
that?
We do?
You see that? I think it's brandy, actually. Hey, it all plays. Happy Valentine's Day.
Wait, okay. So wait, what's my first move?
Your first move is to go right back there and take that shot. There we go. Okay, second move.
I'm literally drinking this morning because this is what this does to me. And I'm sorry. Maybe there's members of the Buzz family that are listening. They're just so annoyed by this. But this is what happens when you've been in really abusive relationships. Mm-hmm. I'm the result of that.
You open that up. You take a swig.
Okay, this is not what you're supposed to do if you've been in really abusive relationships.
You better pass that. I want some of that. That's
oh,
stiff.
God.
That's stiff.
All right, here we go.
There you go.
I'm drinking on the radio at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, happy Valentine's Day. Oh, Jordan, what a rip that was.
God, all right, now we can talk about that.
Okay. Hey, Jordan, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not sure if you want to take a break so I can maybe finish this bottle, but Textline has a lot of advice for you.
Okay, we'll come back to that, but first I want to do...
But first...
That's a beautiful sound. I want to do a song that kind of is...
Oh my God.
He looks slightly like Barack Obama, and she's the spitting image of Fred Armisen. No, seriously, Google it. It's Hartzell and Jordan on Jordan Silver in France.
That was good, Jordan. Thanks for that. That was high school for me. Do,
I don't know about the turd part in that song, but
yeah, that's debatable.
Everything else is cute. I mean, that's the cute thing about relationships. You have your own little things. You use the bathroom together. I would never.
That's a major step. Me and Asia just got to that point. Just got there a few months ago. By the way, I still have not pooped in her house.
Right.
Still can't do it. I haven't got to that point, but we'll open the door. I got to pee, but yeah, we haven't
two bathrooms in the last place that I lived with somebody that I was dating, and there was the upstairs and there was the downstairs.
Yep.
And you just excused yourself.
Yep.
Excuse me, I have to go powder my nose.
I'll go to the gas station. I'll go that far.
Damn.
Yep.
Damn.
All right, Jordan.
No, okay.
No. Okay, we're going to do this now.
Well, can I please explain a little bit?
Yeah.
A little bit?
Explain yourself, Jordan.
I have always been a hopeless romantic. I've been in bands. I've written songs just like from the heart. Emo music was like so my thing because it was the first time music really, really, really spoke to the lyrics.
Yeah.
Spoke to what I liked and what I felt. And I felt like these people had written lines that I had in my heart that I didn't even know.
Yeah.
You know? And so I'm never the one to break up with someone in a relationship. I'm always trying to make it work. And I found out through my last breakup that I was a codependent.
Oh, same. And that's where it gets messy. That's the dangerous part.
Exactly.
Because now we use them as validation and we give our self-worth, our own self-worth is through what we get from somebody else, not us. That's where it gets rough.
The problem is most codependents are in relationships with narcissists
mm-hmm.
who feed off of that.
Mm-hmm.
There's something called intermittent reward, which mm-hmm. is... The example is a mouse. You give a mouse you put a mouse in a maze, and then you put a treat at the end. Yeah. And then the mouse does the maze and then gets the treat. And then the next time, you don't give them a treat. And then the next time, you don't give them a treat. But then the third time, the fourth time, you do give them a treat. That creates this complex inside of yourself that you're like, what can I do to please this person? And that's what codependents and people that are in this situation, they go that extra, they lose themselves.
Oh, just- yeah, no, I, you know, I've been hospitalized. And, yeah, that was the thing. It's crazy how much, especially what we do, you know, without putting this on us, but yeah, we put on faces a lot because, you know, we have to. And at some point, the scary part is that you believe the face that you put on, but you don't even know what that face is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude. And it happens with, and it like takes over every aspect of our life, including, like, maybe most importantly, relationships.
Your friends?
Friendships. We got lots to talk about. But yes, like.
When the last girl left me, I was so wrapped up into it, and I just was trying to please her.
How long did you guys date?
A year.
Okay.
But yeah. She was like the queen of like narcissism. I remember waking up that next morning and being on the floor in the living room and being sending senses from my brain to my legs to get up, but I physically could not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's how messed up it was. And then I went through all this stuff. It's very funny that we just drank a bottle of liquor, but like,
oh God,
she told me that the reason that it ended was because I was an alcoholic.
You never drink.
Right.
And if you do, it's a Stella.
Well, no, the problem was she had like manipulated me to such a point that the only time I felt comfortable actually standing up to her was when I had a drink or two. That's when I would, you know, not be, I'd be
so
like.
So she was a gaslighter. She'd make you feel like she said things to you that she never did.
Of course. She was the one that every single time we would fight, she'd be like, I'm going back to men. I'm going back to men.
That's almost like, that's almost the equivalent of like, you're just like your father. Is that kind of the same kind of deal?
Sure. It's just like, what? So, you know, I went through a lot of therapy because I realized that this is a problem and I should not be like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to repeat this because the more I looked back at the relationships that I had before this last person, they were the same relationships, and
Hold
I played the same role.
Hold on, though. Let me backtrack just a quick second. You said you wanted to fix something, right?
Yeah.
You don't. That doesn't work. That's not how we do it.
Jordan, I wanted to fix me.
Hear me out. Machines get fixed, all right? Humans heal. So you have nothing to fix about yourself. You just need to love yourself some more.
I needed to figure out what was the reason that I felt like that was what love was. I felt like,
mm-hmm.
That's what I meant by fix. And maybe that is the wrong term. You're right, heal. I understand what you're saying. But I need to figure out why.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I did this AA thing for a really long time. And I never felt like that thing.
Mm-hmm.
I never felt, because at AA, it's amazing. People have these emotional moments where they realize that this is something that they can't control. And they feel better that they're in a room with people that get it. And mm-hmm. that's why AA works. You know, you have, it's depending on other people. It's very much just a little get together for people every day to stay on not drinking. So I remember once my friend in an AA meeting somewhere like 6 or 8 months after I joined said, I think you need to look up codependency.
Mm-hmm.
That was when I had my breakthrough, like most people did.
Here's somebody, what is it? Someone on a text line just said, I think there's actually a phrase or a word for it. It's called the narcissistic empathy relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it's actually a thing.
Oh, no, it's a thing. It's a therapist right now that are listening are like, yes, all of my patients have that. They just need to be able to realize it. But when I found out what the codependent thing was, I started listening to these codependency podcasts because I wanted to dig deeper into it.
That didn't do anything for me. Did it work for you?
It worked for me because I feel like you have to really be, and it's different for everyone,
mm-hmm.
you really have to be at a point where you're like, I can't let this happen again.
Okay.
And it's not that you think that you could. It's just you're not there yet. You know, like there's about a 10-year difference between us.
Mm-hmm.
So I was listening to these other people talk about, you know, why they were treated this way. And then I followed it back a bit more to like where you learn love from, which is your family and all the things that you see growing up. And that's when the healing actually started, but it was so painful. And I've been on dates with women since then, and I'm worried about, this is going to sound really bad, I'm worried about who I am attracted to because I don't want to fall into that narcissistic codependent thing again. But yeah. Now I know the signs and I do not feel any of those with this girl. I'm just being a wuss.
No, I don't think so. No, because, girl, we got baggage. Girl, we got a ton of baggage, and that's a good thing. It's a perspective. So what I'm trying to say here now is, with all that on the table, all that out there, how are we going to do this tonight? Because I feel like what you need, Jordan, is a chance to just talk. Because you're someone who... You want to get to know somebody. Like, the first time the third text I think we ever had was, tell me about your hopes and fears. Tell me what's your greatest fear. I'm like, all right, I like this girl. Let's go. Like, let's go. You got to do that. Just talk it out. Here, let me see what text line says. Hold on. All righty. And by the way, you guys are so nice. This is awesome. Okay, so. That's funny. Is this the Frasier show now?
Yes.
Hilarious. Okay, so everyone's saying, Jordan, it's not that you're overthinking it, it's you're overanalyzing it, and you're making it...
Excuses.
Not excuses. You're making it to the point where, I'm not going to call it self-sabotage, but kind of sort of.
Hello.
Kind of sort of.
At the 1999 Miss Self-Sabotage pageant, yeah. I won first place.
Well, you know, listen, self-fulfilling prophecies, you know, there's something there, I guess. But you gotta give yourself a chance. Because what you just talked about, you're raw, you're open, and guess what? There's a ton of people. Look at these cars. We just drove 4 or 5 cars. Every car that's driving on Shawnee Mission Parkway right now is a different story that you don't even know about.
Of course.
And they could be just as terrified as you are and be just as broken as all of us, which, by the way, that's not a bad thing to say.
Mm-mm.
So... give yourself a try.
So what do I do?
What you do?
Like, how do you...
Here's what you do. You go home, shower, play with the cat, you gas yourself up, you put on something real nice, you listen to something really good, and you know what you do? You show up at that bar looking fly as hell. You go straight to her and say, let's go.
Dance?
Sure. Is that what we're calling it now?
I think so. Maybe we'll come back to this. Maybe we won't. Maybe I'll jump off the top of the roof.
Silver and Friends on The Buzz.
Did you put that song in while I was in the ladies' room? My own worst enemy.
I mean, who's to say?
That fit like a glove. That fit like O.J. Simpson's glove would have fit if he was taking his arthritis medicine.
You gotta quit. It don't fit, must have quit.
That's what he did. He stopped taking his arthritis medicine, so his fingers got bigger.
Listen, don't throw your conspiracy in right now.
You're right. Okay.
My boy O.J.
You're right.
He's not my boy. I retract that immediately.
Yes. You want me to hit the dump button?
I sure do.
Okay. What if I did? Okay. So anyway, everyone's been super nice about this whole heart thing. So now, I've explained why I'm Sister Mary Jordan. It's like these these walls and things make me uncomfortable. But the last part of overcoming being in an abusive relationship is being able to move on and date someone else or try with someone else.
First step, right?
Yeah, that's the first step, is to try. And I mean, I think, have you seen this girl in real life? Because there's no way that I did not dream her.
Mm-hmm.
Am I just seeing apparitions of
the
most perfect human being?
This girl real.
Talented.
Mm-hmm.
Very good looking.
Mm-hmm.
Very smart.
Mm-hmm.
Very deep.
Yeah, she is.
Gentle.
Very gentle. A gentle soul. No, this girl's hot as hell, y'all.
Okay. So what do I do? Okay, so, all right, I'm bad at this part. I'm good at the other parts.
Yeah.
I'm good at the pining. I'm very good at the relationship part.
Yes.
But the taking the step, I don't know for a fact because no one will ask her.
Yeah, she has friends. And you're friends with her friends, right?
Yeah, but I'm not going to ask.
Hey, stop. Stop it. What did we just talk about?
Wait, okay.
You are your own worst enemy.
Correct.
You got to go do it.
But also... we're not in high school anymore. I don't need to be asking her friend group.
I'm just going to say
she's
this.
Ever held a lady's hand.
I mean, beggars can't be choosers, Jordan. I mean, I'm just, you know.
What the hell does that mean?
I'm just saying
what the hell does that mean, Hartzell?
You can't expect her or anyone just to come up all the time. Sometimes you got to go and do it.
Right.
Because that's part of that first step, Jordan. And it's going to be therapeutic for you. It's going to be traumatizing at first, but then it'll end up being therapeutic.
So what do I do? What does the text line say? What is this next step to just even be like...
Everyone just says talk to her.
About what?
About life.
Dinosaurs?
Well, don't lead with the dinosaur talk.
Hey, did you think dinosaurs were real?
Oh,
do
no.
you think dinosaurs had funny hairdos? Because hair never fossilizes. We don't know if they had cool hair or not.
Jordan.
Ever thought about that?
Jordan.
This is me deflecting.
Take a lap. Take two laps. In fact, just start jogging. I'll tell you when to stop.
I'm deflecting. Go ahead.
This, I think, is actually a great idea, and it uses the swerve of Valentine's Day. So what you do is you go buy a box of chocolates, okay? And then you give them to her at the bar and be like, hey, you know, it's Valentine's Day. Here you go. Because it's not like you're giving her, you know, like, oh, my love, here's your... No, it's more like, yo, it's Valentine's Day, huh? All right, here's a box of chocolates. And it's that, and that's your end. You slide in like that. Super, super light. It's going to be kind of funny. She'll laugh, you'll laugh. And then you get some chocolate. And then guess what? Now you got a conversation. And then you're knocking boots. Let's go.
Yo, that is, sorry, that is like the 18th, 19th or marriage date. Okay.
Well, let's just start with talking. Let's just start with talking first.
Okay, sure. Here's some cute candy. You can't be candy hearts because of the fact that they are really not okay, and they're not being made.
I got an idea. Here's what you do. This is what I used to do. Go say hi, all that good stuff, and you leave like, hey, one drink. Let me get you a drink.
Okay, look, I can do this.
Go straight to the drink route.
Why? I have to get her liquored up to...
No. It's an icebreaker, because guess what? She's just as much on edge as you are, and you need that relief, so why don't you all just take a second to breathe at the bar?
This I can do, but it's that turning it from friendship to, like, somewhat flirty, that's where I'm bad.
It's easy.
That's where I start talking about dinosaurs' hairdos.
Here's what you do. You keep the conversation going... Actually, that's not true. You let her lead the conversation for as long as it is. So especially on text. This is how I always realize, like, okay, this girl's into me. If we're texting and we're going from like 7P to like 1-2A, she's into you. Because that's an all-night conversation. If you get past midnight and the conversation's already been like an hour or two, you good to go, girl. She's in.
You still haven't answered my question. What? How do you just, like...
What I'm doing, I'm setting up situations for you to go be great.
No, I can be... I understand. I know. But it's that first step from friendly to flirting. That is what I need advice on. You know, like, it's, hi, do you want a drink? Have you ever kissed a girl? Like...
Don't lead with that.
That's what I want to ask, but I don't know how to ask that in a nice way.
Okay, here we go. From the 913, invite her out to do something fun, creative, not typical like a dinner. All right, well, I guess I'm just basic then. Artsy stuff, museums, and Nelson Atkins. Go explore. Hey, explore Kansas City together. You're still learning this place.
There's going to be an ice storm tomorrow. I only have tonight.
How many chariot excuses
turns into a pumpkin.
It's
not excuses. Just what is that first thing? What is that first step? What is that... Oh, we're hanging out here. Cool. Have you kissed a girl? Do you like girls? Do you like me? Do you want to marry me? Do you want to go on a date?
Okay, here's... Okay.
I'm deflecting again.
Yes, you sure are. That's why I toned you. I just totally tuned all that
you
out.
You should have. Thank you.
Okay, the first stop. First stop is at the bar, right? You're
going to
hang out.
Yes.
Okay, let's do this then.
She wants to meet my cat.
That was my next play. Where are you going to go after the bar? You're going to go to somewhere? You're going to go take her to another bar, another spot? Do you want to go now get something to eat? Do you want to then maybe check out your apartment? I think that's your move. Your move is what's the next step after the first bar encounter.
Okay, I think you're right. Take her to my house?
Take her to your house.
What year is it?
Listen, if you want to be a caller, if you want to be
She does want to meet my cat. She has many times said, I really need to meet Blanche.
It's time. It is time. Jordan, it is time.
Okay. We can talk about something else after this.
You're gonna the title of the next segment is gonna be called Deflection by Jordan.
No, Silver. This is good advice, and you're right, and I need to just whip it out and put it on the table. But like,
I have been saying that for years.
But that was
figuratively,
or and that's not. Just my guts. I need to stop being. I just need to touch her hand.
You just need to. Whip it out and put it on the table. I think that's if I can give you any advice today, Jordan, that's it. Whip it out, put it on the table. Boom.
We're not calling the episode that, buddy.
The show would be way less fun if their parents gave them enough attention as children. Jordan Silver and Friends. Codependency is our middle name.
What's going on here?
What's happening?
What's happening? What's happening? Jordan, what's happening?
Whoa. Thank you for that version of that.
We're better at that than that.
On this day in music history, in 2004, after 9 weeks, I got to turn that down. My God, that is it's a headache.
We tried.
I need to write new ones of those.
We'll get on that.
Could the Buzz family just be like, hey, according to your iPhone, this is the news.
See, that's a great idea.
Send a voice memo to us because I can't use that intro anymore.
And we'll play a different one every show.
Sure. Yes, please.
I love
just,
that.
Just voice memo us.
JSAF at, what's that email?
965thebuzz.com.
Do it.
Please, God. I can't with that. What's happening? Right. So, on this day in music history in 2004, after 9 weeks at number one, OutKast's Hey Yeah is replaced at the top spot by OutKast's The Way You Move.
I like The Way You Move.
Mm-hmm.
I like The Way You Move.
In 1977, the B-52s played their first gig ever in Athens, Georgia, with the Tin Roof Rust.
Was there a Love Shack nearby?
That was an actual place.
Oh, was it really?
It really was. Go read the B-52s history.
I will.
You'll learn all about the Love Shack. And in 1967, in New York City, in one day, of course, because that's how a legend does it.
It's always that one day.
Aretha Franklin recorded her famous song, R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
That's today?
It's the today, 1967,
ooh,
on this day in music history.
You baby, I got it!
Whoa. Listen, I love you.
I'm pitchy today.
Don't sing Aretha, please.
How dare I? The disrespect. What am I doing?
That's the only thing.
I apologize. I take that back.
How about national news?
National news. Okay, so tomorrow's your deadline for the shutdown.
Oh,
you want to do that again, Jordan?
No.
You want to go back through that whole fiasco? So we got a day. We'll see.
Okay. Thank you all very much.
Sir, will you sign Congress's border deal?
I have to study it. I'm not happy about it. It's not doing the trick, but I'm adding things to it. And when you add whatever I have to add, it's all going to happen where we're going to build a beautiful, big, strong wall.
I can only do so much. I can't turn that down. I can't. So we'll see. He doesn't like the deal. And actually, it's a worse deal than what was before the last shutdown, which means that was all for nothing. Because, you know, for a wall that Mexico was going to pay for. But we'll see.
A big, beautiful wall.
I talked to Ivanka. Big, beautiful wall.
A big, beautiful wall versus feeding families.
It's crazy, right? This is America.
Damn it.
Don't get to slip in, though.
You did that thing again where I need you to do the awkward segue.
And now, awkward transitions with Jordan.
In local news, there are more than 1,400 potholes currently reported in Kansas City, and they can only be fixed temporarily right now while the weather is the way it's being.
It's bad. This is a bad year. This is a rough one.
1,400.
And we're not done yet. And you got a little Mini Cooper, Jordan.
Oh, dude, I've hit so many potholes.
The little Mini Coop.
I don't know how it's still going. Honestly, I'm surprised because it doesn't have a spare tire and it sucks. Okay, so also a regular ambulance ride. Have you ever taken an ambulance?
I have. I don't remember it.
Okay. Good point.
Because college. Because drinks.
Usually a regular ambulance ride starts at about $500 just for the trip.
Jesus.
Well, a Kansas City man learned the hard way how much it costs to be flown in an air ambulance.
Ooh, life flight. Oh, God.
$47,000.
Jesus. Are you, wait, what?
Just let me die.
Let me go.
Let me die.
I'm not worth 47 grand, y'all.
My just cat is.
Put me out back. Oh, absolutely.
Like, if this were my cat, I would be like, of course, yes, $47,000. I'll figure it out. But if it's me, just let me die.
Are you kidding me?
$47,000 to be picked up, airlifted to.
It ain't worth it. Nah, it ain't worth it. Right. Just leave me on the side.
Isn't that sad that there's a number? A number. If you owed someone $47,000, you would rather no longer exist.
Yeah, no, they're literally saying, like, your life is worth this much amount of money. No more, no less.
Now, this last story that I have is the greatest misunderstanding of all time.
Ooh, uh-oh.
You can't even make this up. You can't make this up. This is, like, up there with the stolen colon.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
The police were called to a Home Depot in Wichita on Monday.
Oh, no.
Employees feared that a man was about to plant a bomb in their store because when he walked into the men's room, he said out loud, quote, y'all need to get out of here because I'm fixing to blow it up.
Well, that's excellent. That man deserves to be on the show.
One more time. And there's no audio for this story, which is a damn shame. On Monday, just in case you just got in your car and you need to hear this story. Because you do.
Of course.
This is in our state. Wichita, police were called to a Home Depot on Monday because the employees were worried that there was somebody planting a bomb in the bathroom, because when the dude walked in, he said out loud, "Y'all need to get out of here because I'm fixing to blow it up."
Hey, if anything, he's being a good guy. He's just letting y'all know. He's like, "I'm about to take over this. Give me a second, and by second, maybe give me some time."
How far is Wichita from here?
Going to Wichita. That's what is Wichita? I'm Missouri side. Wichita's what, hour and a half? Not
too bad. If they can hear us, and this is a Buzz listener, we want you on the show.
Yes.
I'm going to find this man.
Yes.
I'm going to find the man. I'm going to find him. That's my goal right now. Okay.
That should be the guy that makes our new news intro.
No.
I'm about to blow it up.
I don't want him in the building.
And now the news.
We'll do a remote call from him.
Remote from Home Depot. I like that.
Yes.
Okay. This is the last thing I got, Jordan. It is Valentine's Day. A day to love. A day to gas up your friends. A day to be happy. A day to remind people that you are a somebody. Maybe a time that you need to be told that you're loved. Mm-hmm. Come on, play that audio.
Oh, oops.
And Muggins, we just wanted to wish you a happy Valentine's Day. I hope tonight you find that red lip classic thing that you like, girl, because no one is more deserving. Seriously, welcome to your first Kansas City Valentine's. I hope we treat you right. I love you, and I will see you soon.
There you go. Happy Valentine's Day. That's from Asia. My girlfriend, Asia.
Oh, I love that.
So happy Valentine's Day, Jordan. We love you. Go find that red lipstick at the bar, my friend. Go get it.
That was a Taylor Swift quote.
Yeah.
I'm told I'm not allowed to talk about Taylor Swift anymore on the radio.
Today's your day. Today is your day.
That's right. Good.
Today,
gosh darn it,
is your goddamn day.
Keys, check. Phone, check. Wallet, check. Jordan Silver and friends, check.
Pretending, no hope, no love, no glory, no happy ending.
Woo!
That was Mika with Happy Ending.
What a banger, man. That last minute, if you didn't feel something,
yeah,
I don't know what to tell you.
That's what love feels like.
A little bit of love, y'all.
Jeremy texted us that she hates it.
Well, because it's not Incubus.
Jordan Silver and Fresh in the morning on 96.5 The Buzz.
We had a member of the Buzz family tweet that our show is truth bombs, silliness, and music.
Who said that? That's awesome. I didn't see that.
I can't remember who it was exactly, but that's
the coolest
way to explain our show. Because you know what? That's what it is.
Yeah, she did that for us. Because I couldn't explain it.
Me neither. We're in the heart of it. Sometimes you need to be one step away from it to be able to take the emotion out and everything. So truth bombs. Yeah.
Write that down, Jordan. That was a good line.
We owe somebody money for that because somebody else came up with that and we're going to credit them for it.
That's just radio.
Yeah.
That's just radio.
Well, I don't steal. No.
Speak for yourself.
Damn it. Okay. So music is very important here on the show. Obviously, that's why we're all here. It's why we're coming together and why we're doing this, and it helps us get through the day.
I mean, it's a radio station.
And that?
It plays music.
Right. True.
So we should probably, you know, break music.
You wouldn't know that if you listened to us ramble for 20 minutes in the 8 o'clock hour.
Existential crisis is in the 8 o'clock.
Sometimes your existential crisis goes a little bit longer than 5 minutes. Now, I apologize.
Oh, ours goes much, much longer than 5 minutes.
I think you made it all the way to 8. So, I don't even know how to describe this. This is a song just rules. And then, after we premiered it around 7:30... the text line went crazy. People started buying the song off of iTunes.
There's no negative comment whatsoever. This song blew up. I've got people who said, I've already bought it on iTunes. Let's see here. Tried Shazamming it. That's how much I love it. Can't wait to pick it up. This is probably my favorite one, though. Let's see. You guys just gave people, I'm sure, a Valentine's Day gift. They're going to get by getting that song premiere. That was an awesome present. Thank you so much. So people loved that track. And that's just three of, like, I'm not kidding, like 100.
Wow. Okay, so then we're getting it on again.
Are we getting it on again? Let's get it on again.
The song. Put that back in. Take that off the table.
I'm sorry.
Put it back in. A video premieres for this song today. The song is called Knife. The band is from New York. They're called X Nations, all one word. You can find them on social media at X Nations. And Buzz Family loves this song.
You're about to hear something really cool.
It's
really, really cool.
Epic. And again, if you're a music nerd like me, I'm hearing this and just thinking about what the Pro Tools session looks like.
He's
listening, she's listening, you're listening to Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5 The Buzz.
Bastille. Seeb. Grip.
Is that new?
Yep.
Again, emails. Don't check those.
Yeah, you don't. It's okay. Welcome, Jeremy. Happy Hi. Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
How do you feel?
Like it's just another day.
Really? But you're wearing red.
Yeah, that was by accident.
Really?
Stop.
Honestly, it was. My black hoodie's dirty.
So oh, I hate when that happens.
This is time. Yeah, that's right. You had to switch it out. Yeah. It looks good, though. That's a beautiful red, Jay.
I don't like it.
You're kind of glowing.
Because I took a shower.
Oh. You didn't just get any morning?
I brushed my hair myself. Oh. It was great.
This should have been the day this happens, too.
Why
this should be the day,
why
Jordan.
Why you got to say that?
You should be brushing hair right now.
Why you got to say that?
I'm telling you, that's how you need to get that girl, too. Mm-hmm. I was listening earlier. You need to brush your hair. Don't worry about buying her drinks. Just brush her hair. Brush.
Okay, show up to the bar with a hairbrush and start brushing her hair. Actually, her hair
wouldn't
seems...
Wouldn't be the weirdest thing you've done, I'm sure.
You're right. I did whisper into a girl's ear once, we'll be together in the afterlife.
Yeah, creepy.
God, Jordan, everything makes
sweet.
So much sense.
No, that's creepy.
Yeah.
That's so bad.
That's just, yeah.
I just had to rethink about that.
Just not good. Not
we'll be
good.
Together not just in this life, but another one too. Now drink this Kool-Aid.
Why don't you start with this life first, and then you can worry about the next one.
Why don't you start with like 10 minutes from now?
Wait, you told me to bring a hairbrush to the bar and brush this girl's hair, who it's always perfectly brushed when I see her. Mm-hmm.
It is brushed. It's perfect. That girl, she's a template. Good God. I'm sorry.
Okay, what's going on? So what did you get your dog? Because
I haven't gotten anybody anything. Except you guys.
Oh, man.
I did bring Valentine's gifts for you today.
Do I have to put out? What? What?
Naturally.
She goes from brushing my hair to that.
We've had a day. We've had quite the day.
It ended with a question mark, so I'm just asking.
See how she hasn't responded either, right?
Yeah, so the answer's no.
Are you saying to me or just in general? Because if we're saying just in general, yes, please do something.
When in doubt, always put out.
We need that to happen. You're so uptight. Come on.
Yo,
one of these days, one of these centuries, I'm going to walk in here and I'm going to be glowing. You guys are going to
be
like,
amazing.
That.
Like, where has this been?
I'm like, what happened here?
Be like, what's happening on the radio? I don't care.
You mean, what's happening?
Oh, God. I'm thinking tonight, though. I think you might meet somebody. Have a little fling at the ED party.
Ooh, we're getting a little saucy at the ED.
Things get weird at these.
It sounds like that.
And it's going to be a good time. And this is our first one at the Truman. It's our first one, period. Like...
That's right. This is brand new, isn't it?
Brand
That's right.
new.
What up, ED?
Mm-hmm.
Got a bad dose of ED.
I was at the Truman last night for Rainbow Kitten Surprise, and it was awesome. But I was scouting out where you could hide. There are nice little corners.
What do you mean hide?
Oh,
you know.
When you meet someone and
you know.
Maybe.
You've told me
you
that about.
Brush some hair. I found the corner that you could go.
You know,
to.
I only have a comb though.
If you want to brush some hair, oh yes. Man, what a turn on. What a line. Hey, baby, you want to brush that hair?
That's exactly what Jordan said to me the first time she met
me. Jeremy, unlike other people, I have specific things I want to do with specific people. I have never said I wanted to brush anyone else's hair but yours.
Yeah, right. You say that to all the girls.
I do not say that to all the girls. I say that to my friends I'm very comfortable with who will not sue me for sexual harassment. Even though I've never said that it was a sexual thing.
No. It better, well, that's your problem. It should have been sexual.
I'm going to comb your hair.
Well, it did come with the side of give you a bath and brush your hair.
Yeah,
that's originally how it started, but somehow we've lost the bath aspect, which I'm okay with. We can just go with the hair.
Yeah, one or two routes, and you chose the
you
brush
chose
route,
the hair.
Over the tub, you chose
that's
the brush.
That's where you went.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
A girl's got a type.
Your water was not working at your place.
It wasn't.
So I've got a big old deep bathtub. It's real nice.
How big is it? How deep is it?
So, what did you get?
Pretty deep.
So, I needed coffee this morning. So, I walked into our friendly neighborhood Target across the street.
Mm-hmm.
And there were these things just like sitting there that were just screaming Hartzell and Jordan.
Uh-oh.
So, I was like, all right, I guess I need to buy some Valentine's gifts for Hartzell and Jordan. This is the dumbest thing ever.
I'm excited.
Me too. Especially because you didn't get your dog anything.
No, like, I haven't gotten anything for anybody.
Like, if you were to get anyone anything, it's not even boyfriend. It's dog.
Yeah.
Jones deserves best. He really does.
Yeah. But no.
Wow. What an honor. Something.
Do you want to see or do you want to wait?
Let's see.
Oh, we got to see
it. You ready
to
do it right now?
I'm jazzed. I got to see it now.
Okay. First off,
Oh, I hate you.
Oh, those yay. Are cute.
They're hula hoop cats on socks.
Everything wow. that Jordan needs.
You don't wear socks, but you love cats. So I thought maybe if we put a cat on a sock, you would wear said sock.
This yep. is what you have to do with children to get them to, like, brush their teeth.
Oh, wait. There's more.
It's got a fuzzy stomach.
It does have a fuzzy stomach.
It's a fuzzy stomach.
It's got a fuzzy stomach.
You're going to have to share these.
But I'll wear these tomorrow while it's freezing.
To go with the child theme, I got you Disney princess chocolate.
Oh, Jordan, you did well today.
Because
oh,
Disney princesses are total babes.
Yep, hot chicks on some chocolate.
I feel like every Disney princess is Jordan's type.
Yes. Oh, yeah, no, yes. totally. It totally is.
Even Ariel with her fins.
Fins included.
Don't even care.
And then for Hartzell.
Oh, thank you.
I'm going to close my eyes. Close my eyes.
Here you go.
Okay, here we go. Oh, my God, Jeremy. Oh, I love you so much.
Star Wars chocolates.
It wow. is so, oh, Jeremy, this is.
Star Wars. And it's like 3D. It's that weird, like.
It's R2 and 3PO, and it says, join the heart side, not the dark side or the light
see?
Side. Jeremy, you get me.
Do those not just scream Jordan Silver and Hartzell?
Yes.
Disney princesses. And Star Wars.
I'm going to get
and
fuzzy cat socks.
Oh, Jeremy, this is I'm
happy
gonna get,
Valentine's Day.
Hey, Hartzell.
Oh man,
I got to ask you a favor.
I should probably put these headphones back on.
Can I borrow that pick that you use on your hair?
I got two.
You can't.
You
it's
got
not
options.
Gonna work. It's not gonna work.
Yeah, hold on.
But there, yeah. there is
come
one
over here, Jeremy.
There's one small thing I need to ask.
Uh oh.
Don't tell Laszlo because I didn't get him anything either.
I
only got stuff for you, so don't tell Laszlo.
Tell him what?
I
don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. I just want you to be like, look what Jeremy got me. And he's like, why did I get anything?
Wait a minute, wait a minute.
I didn't buy him anything.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Ha ha ha.
Oh, what was that?
Oh, what was
I
that?
I won't little? Tell Laszlo.
If. No. No.
You come
nope,
over here.
Nope.
Come over here.
You take
give
a few
me back
steps.
The fuzzy socks.
No.
Give me back the fuzzy cat socks.
No.
Come over here. I'll just comb your hair.
No.
A little bit.
Nope.
Just a little bit.
No.
Just the top.
Nope.
Just
no.
the bottom.
Nope.
Fine.
Tomorrow morning on Jordan Silver and Friends.
Big day tomorrow, Jordan.
We have local comedian Amira Sanders in at 8 o'clock. She's so funny. I was rolling on the ground listening to her talk.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah.
And we got our buddies from Sporting KC coming in, too. So, going to be a hot show, Jordan.
Big day.
Happy Friday, huh?
Also, Singles Awareness Day.
So sad. So sad.
Jordan Silver and Friends on 96.5 The Buzz.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.